Tuesday, November 22nd. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, an interesting story out of the Christian Post, a detransitioner by the name of Chloe Cole, an 18-year-old, is suing doctors who performed body-mutilating sex change surgeries on her as a minor, seeking to hold accountable the mutilators who butchered her.
Tom, what's really interesting, something that you and I have been talking about, that the entire LGBTQAI agenda is a child grooming movement, and specifically the T, the transgenderism part of that movement, is child abuse. And now what we're finding is a movement called detransitioners. Now, detransitioners are individuals who, as children, were put under the counselors who embrace the LGBTQAI worldview of pagan sexuality and the insanity and absurdity of quote-unquote gender-affirming or gender-reassignment surgeries and chemical therapies. The movement, as it is being imposed into the elementary and junior high ages, is actually one of grooming. And I use that statement purposefully. Grooming is what sexual predators do. I believe the LGBTQAI movement is one of predatorial behavior focused upon children. Tom, we have the statistics that are overwhelming of what's happened in the last few years. One illustration of literally hundreds that we are encountering is one public school system has now affirmed that there's been an 853% increase in 3 years of students declaring themselves non-binary. Big education complex has embraced this and brought the crosshairs into the lives of our children through the teachers, through the extracurricular activities, and most pointedly, in the curriculum itself. And once they're groomed and have them confused, then comes the psychology complex industry, and then comes the medical industry, and now you move from grooming to full-on mutilation of these children with chemical treatments of castration and with irreversible surgical efforts in terms of the sexual organs of the body, both external and internal, both what they call top surgeries and bottom surgeries. And these are irreversible. You can't go back and reclaim the experiences you no longer have, the emotions you no longer have, and the activities that are no longer available to you. And standing beside them are parents who are either deceived or who have raised the white flag to the culture and abandoned their children by not giving them parental advice to stand against this juggernaut movement of progressive secularism, which is advancing the LGBTQAI agenda in rebellion against God as creator and motivated by financial profitability. And now we're seeing a movement of literally hundreds and thousands of these no longer children, but now adults, and they have the consequences emotionally, spiritually, relationally, biologically, medically. They are now dependent upon the medical industry for the rest of their life, the psychological industry the rest of their life. And all of this agenda, of course, is driven by the lucrative industries that it's developed for the medical world, the psychological world, and the educational world. As I see this movement to sue these people, I simply applaud it because I believe they ought to be held accountable.
Harry, it's interesting, in this lawsuit, this young lady's attorneys cite defendants falsely informed Chloe and her parents that Chloe's gender dysphoria would not resolve unless Chloe socially and medically transitioned to appear more like a male. Chloe has been informed by her parents that defendants gave them the ultimatum, would you rather have a dead daughter or a live son?
Here you are as a parent, and the industries that you have trusted throughout your life, public school system, the psychological associations, the counselors, and the medical personnel come to you, look you in the face, and tell you Would you rather have a dead daughter or a live son? This is spiritual warfare. That's just the doctrine of demons. That's the logic of the devil. Number one, your chemical manipulation of this child that was born female and your surgical mutilation will not turn them into a live boy. What you're going to do is you're going to mutilate this child, this little girl. Why? Because you can make a lot of money and you can have a lot of articles that you write about this medical experimentation that rings of Nazism and what was done in World War II by doctors in the various concentration camps and in the quote-unquote research clinics of Nazi Germany. That's exactly what we're doing to these children. In fact, it's worse because we know we just lied to these parents. You're not, after you do your work, you're not going to turn this girl into a boy. What you are going to do is create someone dependent upon counseling and the medical industry for the rest of their life. That's what you're going to do. And then parents who hear this, my heart goes out to some degree when you have these trusted industries come to you and tell you that. But what they're telling you is a lie. I'm not saying there's not gender dysphoria. I know there's gender dysphoria. I'm a pastor. I have worked with it. But I also know the answer is not in the insanity and absurdity of confusion and surgical mutilation and chemical castrations and chemical manipulation. I know that's not the answer. I know the answer is here's the answer to sin. In redeeming grace that saves us and in common grace that retards the death spiral of sin. Let's start the parenting process and let's give these parents support and not manipulate these parents and then assault this child who is not capable mentally of handling what you're telling them and is not in a position to make those kind of decisions. Tom, I was looking at the lawsuit as we researched for this program. And it's significant. I just think it ought to be more. I think this is such a gigantic thing that those who are doing this to our children through the court system ought to pay a price. And I am praying they have to pay a price that puts them out of business for the sake of these children and for the sake of these families. This is all done to advance the LGBTQAI movement with the grooming of the children and then to advance transgenderism with the mutilation of the children chemically and surgically. I think somehow we in our discipleship of God's people living in this present age, we have somehow got to equip families in terms of how to respond to this with this explosive impact of teachers and curriculum that are creating confusion in the lives of our children.
Well, Harry, this lawsuit is not an outlier. There are recent statistics that point to the fact that there was nearly a 400% increase in these top surgeries from 2016 to 2019. There are more lawsuits coming.
I know the report that you got that statistic from, and it's well researched, but they themselves acknowledge it's a lot more than that because they could only get statistics from the public hospitals. There's a good case that most of these surgeries are taking place in private clinics that are not making their statistics available to such research initiatives. Here is a moment we can use a word that has in many cases been misused. This is a pandemic, and it is done out of an act of rebellion against God as creator. We will not be who you made us to be, nor will we live as you have made us to live. We will be like God, watch what we can do, but what we know as believers, what we are watching is an unbelievable cultural train wreck, but the reality is it's a spiritual war. We need to double down on equipping parents to raise families in and for Christ.
As we close out, let me remind you, every Friday we have a special feature that we would like you to be a part of. It's called Ask the Pastor. You're invited to send us your questions to askthepastor@briarwood.org. Harry will answer your questions concerning the issues of life and how the Scriptures address those issues. Again, the address to write, askthepastor@briarwood.org. We look forward to answering your question. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview. to put the issues of today in perspective.